This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Amen, amen.
Me.
We back locked in, man. You know what it is. Random Order Show, episode 133.5, the audio exclusive. Amen, man. Listen, it's your boy Jermaine Richards in the building, man. I'm here with it. Amen. Good to be with you hanging, man. It is what it is. Happy Friday. We got B-Baby Train in the building.
It is what it is. It was what it was. It wasn't what it ain't.
Well said, man. We got shout out Sebastian coming live from the GTA lot there.
Holy.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Yes, sir, man. Listen, it's been a very swell episode for you here, man. We got something special for you, man. We talked about all the hard-hitting topics. Hard drives gone soft. The Super Mario movie. The Orlando Magic. Movies are too long. Pulling up on Friends 1990s style. The episodes we got on lot. Look out for that. Amen. And of course, man, Nicki Minaj hit Safari with the damn grand slam of the century. Listen, man, y'all know what you need to do, man. Wherever you're listening, drop a red hot positive review. 5 stars. Nothing less. Amen. You're at randomorder.org. Lock in. Enjoy this episode, man.
Perky got me stuck like a whole star.
Nice.
Okay.
Holy.
Random Order Audio Exclusive.
Come on, man.
Yo.
Perky got me stuck like a whole star.
What did you say, nigga?
Amen, man. Nothing but trouble.
We back.
Real bad man.
Amen, yeah, man.
Yeah.
We locked in, man. Back at you coming live, man. With the red hot audio exclusive.
Audio exclusive.
Off the rip, man. I gotta give a big fat hairy middle finger.
Oh.
Oh shit.
To technology as a whole, man. Specifically SanDisk, man, y'all.
Damn. What happened?
This guy took a sip. You know that's serious, man. He gonna get to it.
Yo,
man.
Truthfully, man. So boom, SanDisk. You know what I mean? So okay, hard drives. Let's talk hard drives, man. The regular hard drive or the most typical hard drive is like a physical, you know, physical mechanical situations inside that are like literally writing on a disk. So it's a mechanical part. So if you drop that, you're more likely for that to break and just not work anymore compared to what they call a SSD, solid state drive. So it's like a little card, same thing as like a memory card, but you know, typically holds more space, more reliable. You know what I mean? There's less of a threat if you drop those.
Right.
Anyways, man. I never had a hard drive fail on me ever in my life.
Yeah, you have.
I have.
Which one?
I have.
The ones where we said, because we went through the forms of hard drives where motherfuckers were big modems.
They needed an individual power source for like 10 gigs. Like 10 gigs you gotta plug into the wall.
I remember that.
Yeah, those definitely fail. But those were years and years going by before just went back and was like, all right. What'd you expect? Like, this shit doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
I had a bunch of those physical lacy hard drives and shit. Never failed on me, whatever. But they're just so big and clunky and shit. So I'm like, I'm looking at these SSDs. They're looking sleek and sly and shit. Mm-hmm. Practically put on your keychain. I grabbed one of them about 3 months ago. And then I just started dumping all my shit on there. All the footage we have. We started keeping footage, high quality footage. So I was using that. I grabbed one. It started to get a little bit filled up. So I had to grab two. I grabbed the second one, and then here we are. We're shooting in Toronto. Amen. Stacking up them random order episodes. Stacking up them RO episodes. And then here we are, man, having fucking hard drive troubles. We plug it into the camera like we always do. Every other drive, no problem. This drive is blanking out. Well, let me throw it in the computer, see what's going on. Blank. But I know this hard drive isn't blank.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what, though? This isn't the hard drive that really has all my shit, like all the fucking everything. You know what I mean? This is a hard drive. Right. I had a few pieces on there. It's definitely lost a couple things that day. But then later on that night, took it home, rebooted it. It's looking crispy. I had a thought in the back of my head that the day before, I was like, I had both of them plugged into my computer, and then my computer died. So, like, technically, it didn't eject properly. So, I'm like, maybe threw it off a little
bit.
Anyways, remounted it.
Yeah.
Put some new footage on there. Get home. It's plugged into my computer. I'm, like, using it. And then I'm, like, bouncing between windows, whatever, whatever. This one time, I bounced to the window with the hard drive. Blank.
Oh.
And I'm, like, opening and closing. I'm, like, yo, I cannot lose this footage because... That day of back in Toronto when we were shooting, shout out to Hill, man. He saved our lives real quick.
Yeah.
Came through with them Samsungs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He came through with two Sammys. We recorded it. and then I took that home, dumped it onto my SanDisk, which I previously rebooted. Again, take it home. This footage is gone.
Oh my God.
I texted my man, said, Hill, hey, brother, whatever you do, man, do not empty those drives, man. I'm trying to keep it chill. I'm like, hey, brother, if you. I'm hoping you didn't empty those drives, man, because if you didn't...
What'd you do today, man?
Definitely do not. I just did not want to hear him say, ooh.
Yeah.
He said, yo, I still got them shits, man, so...
Oh, thank God. Oh, my days.
Because I didn't even want to get to the bottom of the investigation and you know, conclude whether or not my hard drive is, you know, blasted again. Mm. I mean, just in case, let me just hit him up, whatever. I'm like, hey, man, I'm working on a fix, man. But just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just make sure. So I let out a cool fucking sigh of relief.
And then,
yeah, man, it turns out this shit shot again.
What?
What
the hard
fuck?
Drive.
Which one?
The one where I had the new footage. So Sahil saved us.
The SanDisk.
The Sahil saved us.
Yeah, he did.
So we ended up having that footage, but we, any other case, we borrowed that from him, what, Thursday, Friday? And then it's been a weekend, Monday, whatever, whatever. So you could have definitely emptied that shit. And then.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, because in his eyes, we had it.
Yeah, we already had it, which we did. Which we did. We had it. We stripped it. So we would have lost two episodes.
Two
episodes, nigga. So my rage. I'm thinking of what could have, you know what I mean? How much. Yeah. That's already bad. It could have been way worse. But on top of that, like just to see how easy that. That was a brand new one. So it's only been like 60 days. And that shit completely crashed like a damn fucking 20-year-old hard drive or something.
Oh, my God. Did you reach out to them?
I tagged him in a little poem, if you will.
Yeah.
Dropped a little poem.
Dog, when I saw that video, I was waiting on the bad news text. I was like, because I remember that. I remember you tweaking it with it at the fucking shoot. And I remember that little fucking tic-tac-looking fucking hard drive.
Man, this is cutting-edge technology, man. This is supposed to be the future.
Yeah.
No, I did the same thing. I saw the post, and I stayed in Toronto a little bit longer, so I wasn't. I had no idea what was going on. And I'm just getting on TikTok, and then I see the rant. I text him. I said, "Hey, man,
you good?
We good? We good?" Listen, man.
You got something to tell me?
And we spent money to, you know, go to Toronto, get these episodes, like stay in Toronto, sort that. Sorting episodes is like, we'll get to that later in the episode, but I don't want to say it's a headache, but it's
task.
It's a lot of schedules like to deal with. It's a lot of fucking lining up to deal with, make sure this is good. A lot of back and forth with the studio to make sure the studio is good. It's a lot of back and forth with just everything and like time, energy, you know, we, and that day was like, we'll get to that, but that day was, there was a lot too. And by the grace of fucking God, man, that shit worked. Because that day shouldn't have worked out, honestly. There's a lot of things that happened that day that I thought...
Two shoots. Both days. I never had so many obstacles for it, you know what I mean?
One shoot day, which is what I was saying. It was, like, tough. Like, and then on top of it, like, further than that, like, it was just... It's just so many things just happened on that exact date. So that was going to be the cherry on top to say, like, okay, man, like, holy shit.
And then we don't have the episode.
We don't have the episode. Yeah. And they were fucking amazing
episodes,
like,
man.
Yeah.
Really great episodes. Yeah.
So I'm still on edge right now. A little bit of tension in my lower abdomen as I sort of slowly dump the good hard drive. Same type of hard drive, same model, but it's the one that hasn't failed on me in ever. A few months. It's only like 4 months old or something like that. Mm-hmm. So my man put me onto Backblaze.
Any shooters out there, man? Anybody with fat files, man? Backblaze, little backup solution. Basically mirrors your hard drive of your computer in the background, nice and slow and shit. So you always have access. If your hard drive crashes, you can literally a couple clicks and they'll send you a new hard drive with all your shit on it.
Oh, shit.
Completely clean.
Really?
Yeah. But on top of that, again, Sahil had the footage, so.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, we just, what's funny is, the way this world works sometimes, you'll end up canceling some shit that would be your savior, your saving grace. So me and Jen were talking about like, just organizing a bunch of shit. We had so many WeTransfer accounts and like Dropbox accounts. I'm like, hey, I got to close some of these shits down that we're not using. So the Dropbox is obviously something that you just upload to the cloud and your files are there. So something like that, we're saving random order shit to the files or to Dropbox, which is just saves in the air. So it's just funny that we just canceled that would have been connected, saved to the cloud or whatever. Yeah. And episodes would have lived there.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, I thought about that too.
Case, we just said, F you to,
we just said,
to Dropbox and shit.
We have them until like November or some shit, but.
Yeah. Well, this one's a little bit different. So you're not actually like meant to like go there and like, you know, search through your files and shit. It's literally like a mirror. So like you put a file on your hard drive and they're like, yo, we got that too. And also if you delete a file off your hard drive, they don't have that. So you're not just like, you know what I mean? It's like literally just for backups. It's not so much like for storing files and like searching up files and sharing files.
Yeah.
It's just literally a little back of shit up. We got that for you. Cheap too compared to Jesus.
Oh,
yeah, Dropbox. Backblaze, man.
All right.
Shout out Master Hill again for coming through. Amen, Sahil, man.
Thank you.
Facts.
One time for the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to talk about the community, man. Apparently, it's great, man.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead. What are you saying?
I'll say apparently you got to be on them Samsung T5s and T7s, man, for anybody wondering this shit, man. So. I found my answers.
Those are the top.
I've heard a couple stories of people having these for years. No problem.
What hard drive do I have? I have a fucking Seagate.
Oh.
Yeah, third eye out the window.
Really, eh?
Yeah. I would have put that one in the sea. Nah, I don't know, man. I thought SanDisk was legit. That's what scared me.
I've had this for a minute. Like,
that's what I'm saying, man. Nothing, bro. I've never had it. I've heard spooky stories about this happening, but it's never actually happened to me. And this was like, man. Like, for my heart to drop that low, I was cheese still.
Yeah, fuck.
But yeah, man, we back up, man. We good. Didn't lose one minute of footage.
Yeah.
Yo, I say, you know what I mean? I figure we keep it a little secret, man. But I say we just let him know now, man.
Yeah.
We might got a couple heat packs for you.
Okay. All the shit that we was dishing out to y'all was just getting that off us from the streets.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I told you, pull up to my bottom window. Drop 20, I'll throw some grass out the window.
Yeah, a little basement serving.
But now we with the government. We giving them legal packs, man. The big packs, man. Talk to them.
Shit, man. We might, you know what I'm saying, have a little red hot episode. The people's request, man.
People's request.
We got baby sister on the episode. Lead Amen. It.
Yeah.
We got the Tanisha episode on the way.
Yeah.
For sure.
Man, we got... very great comedian, one of my favorites from the city. We got my man Hassan Phils.
Yeah.
We got an episode coming up. Good episode. Yeah. Bro, that's like 2 hours. We literally shot for like 2 hours. We just couldn't stop talking.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, that one was long.
Yeah, we did. So. Yeah. We definitely did.
You know what I mean? The Migos been they've been whistling, man. Where the Waleed episode at, man?
Yeah.
We might got that, man. It's on the same disc. What's a ball up on big head? Yes, sir. All day, man, for the OGs. Mm-hmm. And also, man, there might be a little bit of overlap, man. Maybe you got, you know, two favorite shows, one of them being Random Order, the other one being perhaps Tiny Meat Gang Podcast, man. We got the Noel Miller episode on the way, man.
Real bad.
Amen.
Yo.
I love
just
that.
Like
one.
That. Yeah. Just like that. It ain't even nothing, man. Before those come out, man, we about may got like what? And in the stairs.
Couple more heat packs for you. Yeah, so the thing is, we tell you it's coming up. We're not gonna tell you when it's dropping.
Yeah.
So it's watch out for them set them notifications, man.
Set them noties, man.
That's a
fact. Set them noties, man. That's all I'm gonna say, man. Y'all go
juicy episode.
And the year just started, man.
Consistency, man.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So, but we gonna let y'all marinate on that, man. The summer get hot, man. Y'all know that.
All day, man. A little heater meter for you. Amen, man. But this week, we hold it down with a little audio exclusive.
Just so y'all know, man. Coming to you live back in Orlando.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get some claps for that. All right, I'm here. Hold on.
Orlando.
Magic. So, speaking of Orlando, I was on the random order Twitter, you know, just doing my due diligence, checking tweets, responding to tweets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that we followed the Orlando Magics. I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like, oh, we for sure follow the Toronto Raptors then too, right? Because that's our people too, right? I would assume.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case though, brothers.
Yeah, I follow them on the personals and shit.
Yeah, I follow them on the personal. I'm already locked in with them.
Hey, man, come on, man.
They ain't got nothing to do with me.
I don't follow my dad on that shit.
Yeah, I don't follow my dad.
The Toronto Raptors. I see what you mean, though, brother.
I see what you mean, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
The Raptors know, man. We already locked in with the Raps, man. Freddie, right. All them, Pascal.
No, we blood brothers, man.
Yeah, man. We already healed, man. And trust me, man, when I say I did my thing for and this is why I wanted to clear the air, man, because...
Damn, there's some air to clear?
There's some air to clear, man, because you know what I mean? You got, like, yo, at the end of the day... Basketball is a beautiful sport. You know what I'm saying? And
for sure.
The story of basketball, that when it's being played how it's supposed to be played, like all praise to those who play the game and they're amazing players. Like, you know what I mean? Golden State was a fun team to watch because Curry was fucking crazy, but Curry also had an amazing team behind him, like, that was also doing crazy shit. So that team was just so much fun to watch. They played great basketball. So Golden State, I didn't feel like I was watching a super team. Like, when Golden State really started popping off, I felt like I was watching a team that was in the mud for a minute with a phenomenal shooter.
Oh, that is.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I support Orlando Magic, man. This is my new city. This is where I'm at. And I support them. And I'm not gonna support anyone just to support them just because I'm here. They actually have a really good team, man. I'm a real fan of the Orlando Magic, and they're playing real good basketball. Right at the playoffs this year, which is fine. Get back season next year. We definitely have the rookie of the year, Paolo Banchero. Shot to that. But I still support my Raps. I know that they're rebuilding. I know that they got a lot of new ground to cover. And I think it's lovely. I'm always going to watch and support the Raps. But right now, man, I tell you, I'm fucking hooked on Orlando Magic basketball. And I'm sad that the season's over for them because they're really fun to watch. But yeah, man, that's it. That's my piece right there.
That's it, man.
Yeah. I feel that. I respect it.
Man, y'all know it's always love.
It's all love, man. It's always gonna be love. But
shout out to the Raptors though. In the plan.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. So hopefully,
and I'm gonna be watching.
Yeah, I'm gonna be watching too.
Playoffs basketball. I'm gonna see who what happens. But either way, we just came back from Toronto. Great trip. Seen some friends. Sheldon, you and I had lunch with the Z Queen before we got out of there. I almost missed my flight. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Happens to the best of us, man.
Shit, I'm talking about it. Not to bring it back up to that. Yeah, no, that's not what I was trying to do. But it was one of those ones where it was like, just again, so many dates being thrown around. So many even now, like, we're in Toronto planning for some next shit. Whatever, just more dates being thrown at us. So I'm looking at my calendar and like when the flight is. And I see that it's taking off at 10:30. So I'm chilling. I'm like, yeah, man, I got so much time at 10:30. But the flight took off at 8:30. I'm there just looking at the clock. I'm like, yo, dog, I gotta go.
Yeah. Man,
what?
So what it said was 24-hour clock.
Mm-hmm.
So it said 20:30.
10:30 p.m. Oh, p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
P.m.
Oh, so why do you think 20 was... Oh, so you just thought 20 was 10?
No, because initially...
That's what you did.
No. I definitely did in the moment. Because initially, when I first got the ticket booked for me, Red Bull brought me there and they had a return ticket for me.
Mm.
But this was like 3 weeks ago. So I had my original ticket to Toronto by Red Bull, the 22nd. Then they're giving me a whole bunch of different dates to work with to say, when do you want to go back? So I was like, shit, I don't really know. Like, let's just put this date because I didn't know when you were going back or whatever. So we put a further date. And she's like, okay, it's going to be leaving at, she said it's going to be getting there at 10. But I said, like, she told that to Julia to tell that to me. So then Julia's telling me, like, yo, you're going to be leaving at 10 or whatever. So I must have just saw that and said, okay, cool. Then when I'm seeing 2030, I'm like, oh yeah, it's 10:30.
Oh, okay.
Not adding up the time. So that's that makes when sense. I asked you. I said, oh, I'm a 28.
Yeah, you gotta run that quick month.
That's what I did. But I had more than enough time. I did what I had to do and I got up out of there.
Hey, man, that's all it's about, man.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
They got to hit the refresh on the MCO though, for real.
Yeah.
All that carpet, man. That carpet, man. Yeah. From my, the first day I visited here, I'm like, yeah, this is 1979.
1979. Probably 1719,
yeah.
Honestly, man.
Bro, even though... the luggage belts look old.
All right now.
Yeah, a lot of wood.
All right now.
I see wood in airport, you know.
Yeah.
You ever see a wooden Wendy's still?
Those make the best burgers.
You think?
They make the best freaking burgers.
Carpet in my Wendy's like that.
Because that oil is just old. The oil is just, do this.
Oil stacked on that carpet.
That oil is like the... It's like the old, you know, when you go to a place and it's just an old worker, just greasy apron, he's just gonna take care of you, kind of like your grandpa. He's like, yeah. What do you have, boys? Ah, that's what that oil is, man.
That rat.
Yeah, all right. Funny. Oh, man. Kind of like the guy at the pizza that asked me if I was Muslim. I told that story on the podcast.
Yeah, I think he did.
And he wanted to take care of me, and he did until he found out I wasn't Muslim, and this guy just fucking dropped my pants. I went, dude,
that's like, what the hell?
This guy put extra bacon in my shit, man. It's a brother, man. Fuck.
That's so bad. Those moments make me want to join, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, fuck. I feel like I wanted that moment right there.
Yeah, I
wanted
I was enjoying his brotherhood, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
we
true,
get it
yeah.
in different forms. Looks...
Yeah, for sure.
You we get what? It in different forms, but we get yeah, we get away with a couple things because some people think we're Muslim and they'll give us that quick, like, Muslim head nod.
Mm-hmm. The little Muslim bag help.
Yeah, Muslim bag help. Mm. Yeah.
Get out the car, brother. Yes. And then you drop the bar on you. Oh, brother, I don't. And I can't be, you know what I mean? Who am I to, bro? You know what I mean? I got to keep it real, like, brother. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure what that means, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you.
Oh.
No. This is like, bro, I'm a great guy, bro. There's a lot more to me.
Yeah, no.
Than not being Muslim.
I respect that. Shout out to all my Muslims,
all
man.
All day, man.
You guys are just fasting.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That's over. Fast is over. Everyone break the fast.
Is it over?
I don't know. That's one of those things that just... it's happening. I'm like, it's time for that. And then...
Nah, it's still going on.
I'm pretty
sure...
You
hit the Googles?
April 20th. Because I seen... Oh, I guess... Man, may be different, man. I'm looking at Chunks' story, man. That's all I know, man. Shout out my man Chunks, man.
Following Ramadan through chunks.
I'm following Ramadan through chunks. Yeah, so it's March 22nd to April 20th. So almost there. Almost there. More days of that. But I support it.
That's what's up. Sean, you be banging Kevin Gates and shit.
You my angel. I say, speak nothing of this.
No. I actually don't, man. I saw a video of his yesterday. He was at some sneaker convention and he picks up the Off-White 4, you know, the tan one, the like beige looking one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like he bought 30 of these because they remind him of Crack Rock and when he used to cook. I'm like, come on, bro.
You always be doing something, man. There's always something like, extracurricular activities going on with Kevin Gates.
Yeah, that's
what I was getting like, at. Right, I was just checking the vibe. But yeah, he's definitely.
Yeah,
there's always up to something.
Yeah.
He's always saying something. Always Kevin Gates does something. This. Kevin Gates said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his performances are wild too, man.
For real?
Mm-hmm. He'd be humping air and shit.
He'd be on sex symbol mode.
Yeah.
Kevin Gates. He'd try to be.
He's like, there's a bar where he's like,
he'd be on sex something. Symbol mode.
I'm pulling her wig out. And like when he does that, he's like fucking, he's humping air hard. And I'm like, yo, I don't, like, what is this? What is going on here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just not my story, man. That's not my life story. Humping on stage and shit. Mm-hmm. What song?
Yeah.
The passion.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And that's the thing, too. Like, if I was an R&B singer, I don't know how serious I could be to, like, look into the crowd. Like, oh, I'm a sex symbol.
I'm feeling sexy. Especially on tour. Sexy. Man, I'm finna take off this marina.
You don't even know what I'm gonna do with the fucking 10,000 people.
Oh, I'm horny, y'all.
It's like, you know... It's just, to me, it's always been awkward. It was kind of funny because I remember one time I was watching, the Take You Down performance. And I think the Take You Down performance was an actual video.
Oh, he's on that music platform video. Rotating and shit sideways and all that. He's on ropes and shit.
Yeah, no.
I remember that shit.
That was just the live version.
That was a Disney joint?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Take You Down had its own music video as well. No, yeah, Take You Down official
did, you know?
Video. Yeah,
official video's on stage?
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, so they can't make a music video for this song, bro.
No. He used his performance as it.
And, I like
that's the video.
But it was
good
because everyone knew Chris Brown for his like performances and shit. Mm-hmm. But I just remember watching this and like how crazy he was going. I'm like, okay, maybe this is the way to get like sexy, but it's still kind of funny because he's just winding his body in front of a hella people that pointed.
You next to two other niggas. Like, you
know? You're just running the waist the whole time.
And the thing is, I respect background dancers. There's no, I have respect.
They got a crucial part of the performance. Crucial. Absolutely.
Crucial.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how I feel about just having like two background guys. Yo, these are my guys that are going to do their thing behind me.
Yo,
like, it's just like sexy.
Sexy,
like,
man. We can't even contain the sex.
Sex symbol behind me. Two more sex symbols. Like, to me, I don't know. It's just kind of funny still.
Yeah.
I always think about these performances and like how epic it looks and shit. But then like, if you didn't hear the music, it was just all quiet. All you hear is just the machines. Well, first off, the shoes squeaking. Like, but then the machines too.
And then the pants moving. And then there's the little breathing.
Not his breath, yeah.
That's the thing about dancing too, man. It's in the face, so you have to do the facial expressions.
I'm tired of the facial expressions from the dancers, man. It's, you know what I mean? Especially them, the basketball dancers and shit.
That's what's going with it.
Shout out to all of you
guys. Yeah.
But the face bothers me, man.
Yeah.
You got to do the smile and then the, ooh, I'm determined, and then the sexy, and then the, oh, I'm too sneaky for you, and then, you know what I mean? But,
The fucking, can't get me. And it's like, man.
I could watch a dance with a straight face, man. Just all body. All forget body. The face. All good. Just. All body, just cool move, man. That's it.
BC, man. Body control, man. Amen. That's all I'm going for, man. And I said it. I love the Jabberwockies. And when you said that the other day, it made me think, did I like the Jabberwockies more because I just didn't have to see what their facial expression was?
Yeah, it was just all masks. Shit. Straight
just
face.
Fucking, move. You know what I mean? Like, I love dancing. I love a good choreography. Like, you know what I mean?
For sure.
But when them niggas at a basketball game saying, and now for your, and it's always the weirdest names.
But now for your fucking Grassland Orlando fucking dance sack. I'm like, what?
The dance sack?
What is this
sack of dance?
You're like, what? And it is a sack of them, man. It's a fucking bunch, but
yeah, they'd be rolling out.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, man. I'll just tell my choreographer. I mean, like, all right, less faces, man, dog. Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
More smiles.
Okay.
I never understood, you know, them horny songs, which is all guys just talking about what they want to do and how they want to get down. But it's just,
yeah,
they're just all in the booth just dropping horny verses and just who could be hornier. And, yeah. You know, I forgot what song was playing on
pretty,
the radio.
It was pretty Ricky when we first did this years ago.
Yeah, that was definitely one of them.
Like a sketch.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot, man. There's like R&B joints, but it'd be them rappy ones. It's just like, a nigga finna come here, girl, I'm finna tell you. And then the nigga come in, yeah, I'm finna lift them legs. Yeah. Man, how you like to lift? And then just punch it. I don't know, just the idea of just like, yeah, man, we finna make a horny smash. Bro.
Yeah.
Just dap each other up. Say, yeah. Good shit, bro. That shit was horny as hell.
Yeah, man.
You nasty, nigga.
Yeah.
Cause I got a nastier idea. Can I jump back in? Cut me in right here.
Wow. Cause it's like even be like just watching from the booth and just hands up like leaning over the computer like Young Thug in the little Dirk pictures, be like, hey, come in a little hornier, man.
get
a little bit harder, man. Come on, what's you doing in over there?
Like, how do you suggest the bar there? Like, man, you know what you should say there. I'm gonna write it to you on a sticky.
Cause just like listen here, I think it came from Grind on Me, but let's break down a couple verses from here.
Mm.
I make them laugh and giggle, cuddle a little, suck on the nipple.
Oh, yeah. The same.
Lick the whipped cream from the middle. Girlfriend, I never go raw. I rip them panties off and I pop off.
Bras. Cutting edge poetry, man.
Yep.
But you know what I mean? It's just like, and they get crazier, but it's just like, yeah, I've always, and that's what was funny about it. May have been making the band too, and when P. Diddy was in the middle saying, you gotta defend your spot. And he's just like, man, there's so many things.
Oh,
sing to that nigga, man. Like, that's what it feels like. You're really in the studio, and I love R&B music. Like, I really think R&B music is. It's amazing because the music's supposed to put you in that mood or whatever it is. Like, you know what I mean? Rap music, drill music, you know what I mean? All, like, UK drill scene. Like, you're supposed to make that song to make you, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's those songs. So, good R&B is great R&B, man. But, sometimes.
Yeah, I'll be praying this shit doesn't turn into a smash. I'm like, oh, please. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to go on tour with God. This, bro. Especially if you don't really got abs like that yet.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, man. This shit top of the charts, man. Mm-mm. I'm doing push-ups.
Every night you in a sweaty fucking t-shirt.
Yeah.
Let me lick your ass.
What? Yeah, man. We shot R&B, man, and Pretty Ricky, man.
Hey, amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't one of them niggas from Pretty Ricky, like, didn't he buy Amazon or something?
Excuse me? I think I was playing there.
No. He did it, but Pretty Ricky, one of the guys, what was his name? Members. Spectacular.
I think he's just in tech, though, but I don't...
Oh, I thought his name was Ricky.
Nah, man.
Ricky is everyone?
Yeah, Pretty Ricky. Yeah. Ricky's all of them, I think.
Ooh, Ricky.
Together. Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
That's a good name. Need the documentary still.
Okay, no. He did something else, man, but he turned into, like, a businessman to, like, learn how to make money. He's still good in life,
yeah, that's
man.
What's up, man.
Yeah, but he turned into
you gotta turn that around, man.
Yeah. No, you definitely do, man, but... Especially if you're Pretty Ricky, but that's just a wild turn for Spectacular Smith. Shout out to him.
Mind you trying to close a deal and just Hotline still haunting you? Yeah, we're close to closing the $4.4 billion deal. It was just one thing that came up last night.
Sean, what's been going on over there, man? Since yesterday.
Really just Easter, man. Easter weekend, you know, a lot of bun and shit. A lot of bun and cheese, a lot of fish. You know, it was a good weekend. For me, anyways.
So you be saying Happy Easter and all that?
No, I didn't.
You don't say that. You received them though?
I got one or two.
That's just up.
Yeah.
It don't feel like something to say, huh? I don't know why for me.
I say it.
Yeah,
it never just comes out. I just always, oh yeah, thanks, nigga. You too.
Yeah. No, I say like, yeah. Like, yeah, it feels like a hello, like, oh, what's up, bro? Happy Easter, like, you know, family. Mm-hmm. It's like more of a family thing, like Happy Easter, or I hope you had a good Easter, or whatever. Like,
you just say Happy Easter and just not do anything.
What's the history behind like the eggs and like the bunny and shit? Like, why is that the mascot for Easter?
Man,
they had to brand it. Just like Jesus died, we gotta brand it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure for real. I did see a conspiracy saying that it's like they corrupted the original meaning with the bunny, and the bunny apparently symbolizes a sex symbol because it'd be smashing fast and reproducing hella, and that's why Playboy Bunny, this and that. Some dark shit, man.
What?
You know them old timer posts you be getting?
Oh.
You know, like them old Facebook posts that make their way to TikTok and shit? It'd be an old timer with a in a bunker somewhere just, listen, y'all, I need y'all to listen to me, man. Stop eating them chocolates.
Y'all going to listen, listen, click here for more. Yeah, no, I don't, this is Time Magazine. What is the origin of the Easter Bunny? Yeah, this is, maybe we figure this out later, man.
Man, a sentence. Give me one sentence.
Literally, just wrap it up. Oh, here's a sentence. The exact origins of the Easter Bunny are clouded in mystery.
There we go.
That's all I know. I'm not going to go into it anymore.
I feel like I'd be feeling like a party pooper, man. Just asking why more. I'm like, man, why? Why? Mm-hmm. Why? What is this? Who is this for again?
Oh, yeah.
Happy Valentine's. Ah, what's this for?
Yeah.
Why?
That's the thing, man. You were right, though, Jermaine. They're basically saying the theory is is the symbol of the rabbit stems from a pagan tradition, specifically Spain.
Pagan,
the bunny greases quick and it has energetic breeding and it traditionally symbolizes fertility. But I have no idea what they got to do with chocolates and shit. But
not to mention giving kids bunny ears and shit.
Yeah.
Man, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was about to say something. Oh, because I think we one time on this podcast, we said something about like always saying Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas type shit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just more so a conversational thing, like, or you know what I mean? Like to say during, oh, if I'm talking to you on this day, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
That's what I figured Easter was. Like everyone that messaged me, they didn't message me to say Happy Easter. They're just like, yo, what's up? What you saying? I'm like, oh, I'm chilling. Oh, shit, Happy Easter. I'm like, oh, yeah, you too.
Well, if you don't deliver a Merry Christmas, you might be into some, you know, you might be in trouble. Like, what is it about Easter that's not?
Yeah,
you know
what
I
mean?
I like Thanksgiving slide and shit.
So yeah.
Like, Merry Christmas that nigga. You ain't say Happy New Year.
Yeah. Because that one maybe holds more weight because not everyone gets down because it's a Christian holiday.
It's the same man, Jesus. Easter and
niggas don't care about that. Niggas straight up don't care about that. They don't care about Jesus on Christmas because it'll be just like, I'm getting gifts.
It's true, yeah.
You're true. Niggas I'm getting is crazy, my shit, man. I'm doing me right now,
what
man.
What else I got to think
it's
about?
True. The branding that they did, man.
But they be saying it's not even his birthday. I used to say, oh, happy birthday, Jesus, on Christmas. They're like, oh, that's not what it is.
Yeah.
That was made up, too. I give up, man. Nobody getting nothing.
Bro.
That's where that shit started.
Give your head nod, that's it.
I don't even know why I'm giving you this.
Yeah, man. I guess so. And I think I'm falling after my dad too much, man, because that nigga would be getting nothing.
No, he'd be believing it and still be like, man, ain't nobody getting nothing, man. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, whatever, man. Fucking birthday just passed. Getting
Christmas. Oh, yeah, that's the only real holiday, your birthday.
Yeah.
I know the meaning behind this shit and what this day means.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah.
Mom was there, had a couple witnesses.
Yeah,
that's why I beat it. No, I had a good birthday this year. It was chill. He came to see me. I appreciated that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just me, though.
What?
He didn't come specifically for me.
Oh, yeah. He came to soak up the sun. Really.
Yeah.
The whole time, like, man, fuck, man. As soon as I come here, no sun and shit. Like, your actual sun is here, nigga. Your literal sun is standing next to you.
Got him smiling, too. I was bright, and I just went gloomy. Next day, I picked him up in a hoodie just looking straight.
What up, nigga? Get in.
We're going now.
Trip sucks.
Yeah, man. No, he's a funny guy. He's a character, man. It was Easter, and he wanted me to come over. So I said, oh, yeah, like, I'll still be here. I'll come over for dinner. And this guy cooks a feast, man. He calls me Sunday. He says, where are you? So, oh, fuck. Totally forgot, man. Totally slipped my mind. I missed the whole Easter dinner, I didn't even get a part of that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, what the fuck?
He said it was fine, though. He said, more food for him.
Damn, that's chopped.
And where the hell was you at?
Real bad.
Yo!
Hey, man.
Chelsea, you watching any good documentaries lately, man? I go back to these episodes and see how many times, man, I watched the doc.
Yeah.
This is literally one of your fucking taglines.
Yeah, lately I haven't. You know, I haven't watched any docs lately. I've been just working a lot. But I started Snowfall season 6 2 days ago, and it's amazing. It's so good. So that's all I've been really watching, that's man.
That's what's up. You making your way through the...
They can't see you.
Don't
brother.
Ask.
Trey, man, you know, we getting radio silence on Trey's mic not working.
Nah, what, Snowfall?
Yeah.
Nah, I've been OTF on the OT.
Yeah.
Oh, you were. Yeah. So I haven't been watching anything really. Of course, the Random Order podcast. I've been really locked in with that
all day, man.
Yeah. That's a beat.
I've been seeing them. I don't know if you caught a trailer or like a poster. It's an Amazon movie called Fall, about two women who like climb a telephone.
Yeah,
like a banded telephone.
I saw
antenna.
I saw the
and then
trailer.
They get to the top and then the. Huh?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Very tense movie.
Really,
I gotta say, man, it was very cheesy. It was like one of those movies you kind of throw on it. Laugh and shit, but yeah, they're like they climb to the top of an abandoned telephone. Sometimes you see this shit on TikTok, man. People just climb, climb,
yeah,
very high things. They get to the top and then the ladder falls off.
Oh,
like the ladder that takes them to the next, you know what I mean? Like the very last ladder falls off completely, so they're just stuck up there hallucinating shit.
Damn.
Imagine just having to sit on this platform just a bajillion miles in the air. And shit.
Damn, I might
it's
watch that.
No service. Yeah, I was tense still.
How do they get down?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want that.
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
They fall.
Oh, don't.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah. I watched it.
Oh, I thought it was just a trailer.
No. It's already out.
Don't tell me then. Yeah,
don't tell me.
Well, I'm not going to watch it. Text me. I probably won't watch it. What I did watch was goddamn Mario, man.
Oh, That's a good film.
I want to see it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, bro.
All good. We took the kids. I'm like, low key, man. Shit for me. I grew up with these.
Yeah.
These are my boys. Yeah, man. That was just a good, easy story. Don't take up too much of my time, man. Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially for, man, I don't even want to call that a children's movie. That shows
that was a children's movie.
Yeah, don't waste too much of my time, man. Good story. Get in, get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like the way they integrated all the elements of Mario that we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring in something, and I'm like, oh, that's a good way to use that character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Yeah, good way. And also, man, I think about like 2 hours. Recently, people are getting way too comfortable with giving me a 2-hour film.
Too much, bro. You're not. That used to be remarkable.
Yeah.
Damn, they get a 2-hour movie, Harry Potter and shit. They're wilding out.
Yeah. Remember when Lord of the Rings dropped and they're talking about 3? I'm like, bro, you got me stuck like a whole. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, 1 hour and 40, you're out of there,
all
man.
Right, for Mario.
Bro, there's a way to slim down and summarize and be efficient with time.
But I feel like a good 2-hour movie never feels like 2 hours.
Yeah, you gotta be. There's a way to work it, man. Mm-hmm. There's a way to work it. Sometimes I just feel like, bro, I just don't have the capacity for this no more. Like, what's the deal? Man?
Right.
I'd be struggling to get through shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Everything Everywhere All at Once is 2 hours and 20 minutes. Mm-hmm.
That did not feel like that.
That felt like 5 hours.
And you think so?
You think it took longer?
Actually, you know what? I fell asleep. Well, I woke up and knocked that shit out. It was good. Yeah, it was a 1.5 hour.
It was good.
Hour and some change a piece.
Yeah, no, I felt like it was, it was already a movie that was confusing because you didn't know where you were and everything was already going everywhere and
all at once, not too
all
much
at once. Yeah, no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No pun intended, but
yeah.
I definitely felt lost during that. So at some points.
Yeah, that's just more so about the movie, I think, then because Avatar was more than 3 hours and it didn't feel like it.
Ooh, I didn't watch that.
Yeah, I watched it. It was good, man. More than 3 hours, didn't feel like it at all.
Avatizia, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think my movie steez is changing. Like, you're not just gonna get me to go sit down now. Like, I know that's asking a lot, you know?
Yeah. What you mean? Like going to the movies and shit?
No, I like going to the movies, but like I'm a little strict. Like Avatar does nothing that like I'm strict, man. I'm strict. Avatar, there's nothing that really called me, and then no one was like falling up to say, yeah, like that's a real sick movie.
Bro, why you ain't go watch, man?
Yeah.
You need to see it.
I need a couple of those.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'll say that about Mario a couple of times, like, man, like trust me, that's the one.
Really?
You can watch it at home, but like all these streaming services, the Hulu, the Paramount Plus, the fucking Showtimes, the Disney Plus, there's so many, Apple TV, like everyone wants to do original content. So it's like now there's more pressure for movies to really make a good movie. Because everyone else is making content. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I hear you.
So I feel like for me now, I'm like strict on like who I'm giving that time to. Because I'm like, I used to enjoy like, all right, put it on. If it's bad, it's bad. Like whatever. But now sometimes I watch some shit. I'm like, yo, that was like, I'm pissed off.
Yeah, I get
now.
Mad.
Who do you think you are?
just make this and just drop it on me. Like, what the fuck? And charge me? So I feel like, I've been a little bit more, you know?
Yeah.
That's a hard policy to follow. Just, yo, you buy this and it is what it is, man. Whatever
file is behind this button, that's all you.
That's you, man.
You can't return a movie, right?
Nah. What kind of movie?
Nah. First 30 minutes at Cineplex was a rule. If you're not feeling that joint, you can come out and get a refund.
Yeah,
that's first real. 30.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't know if that's still a thing now, but that was a thing back when we went to Silver City.
When would you be... You mean like at the movie theater?
Yeah.
I think you can still do that.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't tried to return. I would have returned Creed.
You just had a 30-minute mark. Man, fuck this shit.
I would have returned the movie. 1 minute, man. As soon as I see Michael B. Jordan.
What's up?
I don't know. Something about that, man. Like, I don't know. Like, I respect them. Hater detected. Like, you did what you did from Fruitvale Station. Congrats to you. But mm-hmm. It's just like, to me, Michael B. Jordan wants to be an R&B singer so bad. In all of his films, all of his roles.
Okay.
You gonna have him stand in summer looking at you like he's looking at that girl.
Corny kid, right?
You gonna get that shit one day.
The corny kid.
R&B kid, nigga.
Yeah. Bro, but that's the thing. I'd look at Michael B. Blackson as a fucking... I mean, Jordan as a like... I would say that. I'd be like, yo, I don't know what it is, man. Like, yo, fuck, you're trying to be too sexy, bro. And he would have to feel me. Because I'm like, bro... Why you LL Cool J knew, like, everyone knows I lick my lips.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
he always talks and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, L, you're trying to be sexy, bro. Like, I get it. But it's just, I'll tell him, man.
It's a demographic for everybody,
yeah,
man.
It's good. I didn't enjoy the movie, though. And I'll tell him why.
Yeah.
Cameron said he didn't watch it because the picture of him and I don't even know the other guy's name, but hugging. But the black and white photos of
Jonathan, I think his name is.
Yeah.
So man, that's why he didn't watch it. That's what he.
He's like, this why, man. It's on his page.
Yeah,
it should be a fresh post on Cameron's page.
Cameron is hilarious, man, honestly.
That's a good reason. Everyone wants this movie about, man.
He said, okay, hold on.
Yeah, there you go.
Which one?
This one. Right. Oh.
So he said,
see, that's the reason I didn't go see Creed B.
Short and sweet caption.
Straight, yeah. The reason why, and it's a funny fucking picture, man. Like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? You don't have to do that. Look at him, bro. Like, Michael B. Jordan is not for me still. This was a funny promo shoot for a boxing movie.
It was a funny promo shoot?
Yeah. You see, but then people are going to get, like, people are going so hard under this comments, and I just wanted to go see, like, paragraph.
Black love and men embracing each other should be a normal everyday occurrence. Like,
bro, it's a fighting movie, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's where he's going with it.
Bad job at the project.
Literally, like, that's it. And this guy gets it. Fabulous says, this was a funny promo for a boxing movie. That's literally it.
Mm-hmm.
But then this account wants to go in on him, and it's just like, bro, it's literally not even about that, man.
Yeah,
unless it is. I can't speak for camera, but yeah. That's just shit, man. But
kind of funny that we'd be on IG just scrolling, like watching stories and shit, particularly watching stories.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like watching, invested, and at one point you're like, man, fuck these niggas.
Yeah,
swipe now, lock
every time,
Yeah. Fuck this shit. You land on a baby sometimes. Like, nigga, fuck this shit.
The fuck,
man,
am I looking at?
You're just watching stories. Like, you're invested in people, your friends, your family. That at one point, you're just like, man, fuck this.
Yeah.
There's a point where you just drop off.
Yep.
And sometimes I wonder, like, I never really pay attention to, like, what it is that triggers me to be like, nigga, fuck this shit. To me, no. More lately, it's been like, whenever I realize the app has its claws in me, I'm just, like, in robot mode. Yeah, literally.
You just fucking unplug?
Yeah. Literally, that's how it feels. I wish it was visual. Pulling the app away from my face, man.
Yeah.
Dog. Especially when I'm like going to bed. Like last night, I landed and I'm just like, because you know when you land, you have your settle in time?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Just catch up with the world, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Shower, settle in or whatever, and come back, we're just reading my messages and whatever. And I was just
how
like,
how long you in the city for?
Oh my god. Yeah.
You ever get those when you get to
the city? Oh my god, yeah.
Which city, nigga? This one?
I'm in the city, finally. I'm in the next city, man. But yeah, it was like 1:30. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bed. First off, it was 1.
Mm.
Then I had to shower. Then it's next thing I know, I'm just IG claws behind me, man. Mm-hmm. It's 3 o'clock. And I'm like, oh my god,
bro.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Dog.
That's a lot.
That nigga had you and let you go, bro. Yeah. He was done
with
you.
Well, mind you, I had to shower and all that. So I showered, brushed my teeth, all that, and laid down. So it's probably about like, I was probably under for real for an hour.
Right.
When you're about to go to bed, an hour is too long.
Yeah.
An hour, no, an hour is too long.
An hour is too long. Because you can scroll for an hour and that's like, an hour is a long time, man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
An hour is a long time. An hour is a long time to be on an app. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But I was also talking to someone. So I'm like waiting on a response. And you know when you're waiting on a response, you're like, I'll just scroll until like they respond. I had to figure out what I was doing. So,
Oh, man.
There needs to be a better way to plan with everyone, man. Because you brought up a really good point that like when we go back home now, it's like we got to align with everyone's schedule.
Yeah.
But my shit is like, okay, what are you guys doing? When are you free? Because we're gonna have shit to do like while we're there in that weekly gap, 2 week gap or whatever it is. So now it's like,
and you got shit.
And you got shit.
You have your whole, I'm just pulling up on your whole life.
What are you doing? Yeah, so I'm trying to make it work, but like everything is just like, okay, it's this slot. This slot works. This time from this time to work. And it's just like, I noticed it, but I didn't notice it until you really said it out loud. And I'm just like, yeah, man, fuck. I was, you know what? That's life, man. You'll be frustrated with something and not know why you're frustrated, not why you're annoyed, and not know why you're triggered until like someone says something. I'm like,
that's it.
I was talking about something, but I didn't know.
I think that's why I said it too. I'm like, bro, why does this feel so? It feels weird to just be signing your time like you do for like work and shit when it's like for family. All right, we're gonna schedule Tuesday at 2:30. You're gonna come down, pick up her, and we're gonna order food, and it just feels so like. Fucking, you know what I mean? Just not real. I'm just like, why can't niggas just fucking just pull up? We're here, nigga. Drop a pin. This is where we're at.
Yeah.
Pull up when you can. It doesn't have to be, even if you pull up and we do absolutely nothing, then it is what it is. But it just felt very planny, which I get. Like, you come home where you just live.
Uh-huh.
And especially if you only have a short amount of time, you got a week and some change there, then automatically, and I to anyone, to no one's fault, like, you got to, I'm not really home, so you got to kind of see everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see everyone every time. And then the times that you don't see people, it's like, man, yo, you come do da 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 da. The next time you see them, and the person that you saw last time, but then this time, man, how you going?
Tough.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just feels so robotic, man. I'm like, bro, I'm not, you know what I mean? But it's kind of like, man, how else are we supposed to do this?
Yeah, it could be like effective, said, like, though. It could be effective.
It is. But it just, I forgot who was talking. Actually, yeah, it was Sim's mom. She was like, back in the day, people just, ring your doorbell, pull up. Sebastian Maniscalco has a good joke, too. Back in the day, somebody rings the doorbell. Oh, we have company.
Mm-hmm.
These days, somebody rings the doorbell. Like, who the fuck? Did you order something? Is that you?
Yeah,
every time the doorbell rings, I'm looking at something. What the fuck is this? Yeah. Start whispering and shit.
Yeah, but dog, you know what's hilarious? You were at the Airbnb in Toronto.
Mm.
Someone was knocking at the door, and I was upstairs or somewhere, and I promise you, this is not fucking the video episode, it's audio, but people won't want to act or whatever, but you said it, and I immediately got low. So someone knocked.
Literally, yeah.
Someone knocked, and this guy whispered, but I heard him clear. He's like, yeah, someone's at the door. You heard something, nigga?
What the fuck is that?
I got low, and I'm just like trying to creep through the window because the thing is, I think that's where it comes from is like when people were still pulled out to your crib when it was fine, you would still kind of hide because you don't want to see like if the blinds move. You don't want to give up that your home. So you still trying to like hide low key and just trying to fucking check the blinds from the lowest spot possible. Like, I check the blinds literally laying down on my stomach and just opening it and just like
who should was this nigga? You just stay still?
Oh, no, that's so true, man. Whenever someone rings my doorbell, I'm like, bro, this is really scary. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
You're crazy,
Which is like, we got used to it, but also, you look back, like, damn, it's kind of nice when niggas pull up on you.
Yeah.
The right people pulling up on you.
Yeah.
You got to be the right people pulling up on you. Some people don't have full access to you.
Facts. Because we had that access in Dalhousie. We opened everyone up to say, yo, literally just pull up. And Moshe was probably the one and only person that really truthfully just...
Oh, he took that literal, yeah.
Showed up. And I'm like, wait, what are you doing here? And I'm like, yeah, well, literally, we're chilling. Sit on the couch. Just, chill here, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But
shout out to Moshe.
Yeah, no, everything has to be planned, I guess.
That's life, man. Scheduling, man.
Yeah.
On a brighter note, though, scheduling will change your life, man.
Yeah.
Shit, fucking, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's getting down without a to-do list.
Yeah.
And for real, use my calendar like for myself. Like my manager like plan shit and drop shit in the calendar, whatever. But like for me, nigga, I don't know how the fuck I was getting down before.
Yeah, that's a mess.
You need to dump your brain out sometimes, man. Just like have it somewhere so you can just like, man, what I got to do? Check your shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried using the calendar and like sending my own personal invites even to you guys like when we're filming this shit because I'm like, all right, I need notifications on like certain days to say, you know.
Yeah.
It's, this is today. Yeah, yeah. Like, fact. This is today. So
remember what you promised.
Yeah.
You're going to be here.
Using my reminders and my fucking app or my calendar app has been a little bit helpful in planning shit way in advance. And that's the thing too, man. This life has been so difficult to plan shit because it's so like open-ended. It's always so like, keep this open. Like maybe this will happen. Mm. And we're living off a whim of like, okay, we'll get up and leave tomorrow and do this and do that. Same thing we're telling you, Sean, of just like waiting to plan buy your tickets. Like, all right, fuck it. Like tomorrow, now leave. Like,
yeah, it's not really looking good. All right,
looking good. Where it's like, yeah. Finally, I feel like we're getting some sort of, well, at least for this year, like getting some sort of grounding and just saying like, yeah, okay. Like the next couple of months, we have things to do that's in my calendar. I can give a for sure answer to people say, yo, this day, this day, this day, this day, I can't do anything. But this day, I'm good. Like people get their calendars and plan like their whole year out to most.
I can't do that.
Yeah. I'd love to do that. Just say, yo, this is what you got going on the whole year.
Mm. Yeah. Major joints, but don't stack me
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I like just like, you know, not knowing what the future is going to hold to a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, to a degree. I mean, a little serendipity.
Well, to a certain extent. But like, you know what I mean? Just fill little gaps to say like, oh man, I'm really looking for this vacation in August. Yeah, like, right. When you plan yourself a vacation, you know that's coming up. You know what I mean?
I did always admire that.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So you have certain days where it's like, okay, we're going to Wonderland this day. We're doing this this day. We're doing this this day. Like to look forward to a Toronto episode or when we're coming back to film. It's like, okay, now we have that date in mind. Mm-hmm. Just keep it there, hold it there, you know what I mean? Instead of not knowing what's going on, I feel like that's how you keep a better track of like really what day it is, because I think there's way too much going on in this day and age where it's so hard to fucking keep up with literally everything going around.
Yeah
But at the same time, I kind of, you ever find that like you just know exactly what's going on like today and Wednesday and then Friday and then the week after that, and then time just flies so fast? Way faster because like you're just watching time pass. Like, you know what I mean? You always have that next target to look for.
Yeah.
Like, all right, today.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Looking for Wednesday. Wednesday's coming. All right, Wednesday passed. All right, cool. Damn, we got that thing on Friday. All right, Wednesday's coming or Friday's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I find time flying at the same time.
Especially these last couple weeks in Toronto, I felt like it just passed by. But
really?
We already had so much shit going on, like planned to like do this, do that. And again, scheduling shit with everyone. I'm just like, okay. This day I'm doing this. This day I'm doing that. Mm. Then next thing you know, you blink and you're fucking missing your flight.
10 people are cheesed at you.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
So, sometimes when I'm doing too much shit though, I feel like time is slower. Cause like everything is like it takes a certain amount of time, and then when you do like multiple things, I just feel like like when we're recording like all day, like it's like, yo, this doesn't go as fast as like I would think. You know what I'm saying? Like. You blink, it's only 5 o'clock, but I feel like I've been here for like fucking
you're right.
15 hours.
Yeah. When I'm actually shooting, it trust me, I literally like it that's why with Hassan, that shit ended up being
a
2 hour episode. It just felt short. I'm like, are we done already?
Yeah.
Like, you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I guess it's just like setting up and like in between and shit.
Yeah, no, time is a trip, honestly.
It really is.
All day, man. Yo, you be in the moment, man. You could really stretch time. Crazy.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. Do you guys believe in the saying like time flies when you're in love?
Is that what they say?
No, time flies when you're flying fast. No, time flies when you're going fast. No.
Time flies when you're having fun?
There it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh man. The other night actually we're looking at the moon reflecting off the water.
Nice.
Remember this. Mm-hmm. We're looking at the moon reflecting off the water, and then to the left of us was like beautiful skyline of Toronto, and nighttime, so all the city lights were on. Mm-hmm. CN Tower was lit up with some greasy colors. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was just quiet from where we were watching everything, and I just asked him like what's with a couple of people, I'm like, what's gaining your attention more, like the city lights or like this natural moonlight reflecting off the water?
Okay.
And I mean, everyone's answer was kind of the same, but What would you? I mean, I guess you had to see it, but what draws? What are you into?
The moon, for sure.
Yeah, I think you know who we're talking to.
Yeah, the moon. For sure. Yeah, for sure. You know, that's just gonna look crazy. Like, I'm even trying to imagine it now. Like, wow,
it's a crazy concept, man. Because I was really looking at the moon. I'm like, dog, that's another planet.
Yeah.
That's literally another planet.
That's
like
right. Where? That's the man. You look at the moon like, where are we again? Yeah. You ever look at a motherfucker sideways when they say no to a drink of water?
To know to drink the water?
Just that you offer a drink of water. No, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, that was Hood's
word. Like, you all right? Yeah. You nasty and shit?
What is going on, man?
You always got to say yes to a water unless I just... Yeah. So, I'll say, yeah, I just drank way too much just now, honestly. I got to piss too much.
I got to pee right now.
Otherwise, just say, nah, I'm good. You know this nigga's man, I never see you drink water, man.
He said, I only drink juice. Like, what? I think he's changed.
I've heard people say I hate water. Literally, like, ugh, hate water.
That's so crazy to me. How do you hate what 70% of your body or whatever the fucking percent is?
Hey. But are they drinking the right water, man? That's a good question. There's a lot of water options.
I saw a TikTok. Shorty said, you don't drink tap water, but you fill your ice tray, your ice cube tray with tap water.
Yeah, I know. That's always in the back of my mind.
I don't know. I do the filter water in the ice tray thing.
Yeah, me personally, my fridge definitely... Are they filtering the water in the fridge to make the ice and shit? Or is that straight from the source?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Well, there's a filter in the fridge.
Yeah, but is that only for the dispenser?
Maybe, bro. That's a good question.
Damn.
Honestly, man, the way I live, after Jamaica, I feel like nothing can shape me, man. So,
yeah, you're right.
Fill them up, yes?
Yeah, right. You get your filtered water, then you put your ice cubes in, you start seeing the dots and shit.
Yeah.
And the particles.
Yeah.
You just pretend you don't see that shit.
Yeah, because I'm going to filter myself, man.
Wow. Hey,
yeah,
really, you know what man.
I got my own filter, yeah. Hey. They're going to say, all right, yo, get that out of here. Yeah.
Word.
Crazy what a parasite will do to your body, man. The human body is so fragile.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's really scary, for real. Yeah.
Parasites are crazy.
Yeah, parasites are crazy, too. Yeah, but
they just hack. I saw this joint come up where this bug that just latches onto it eats a fish's tongue.
Eats a fish's
and then it
tongue.
Eats the food. So it latches onto where his tongue was, eats the tongue, and then now it's like, I'm the tongue.
I'm the tongue.
And then it just like eats the food and just, you know what I mean, drains the fish of the nutrients and eventually they die, find a new host. But all these, you ever seen these
what the fuck is that?
In the gill, they'll be like pulling up fish and like, yep, this one's infected, it has a parasite. And then they open the gills and he's big suckers in the gills.
Yeah, honestly, you're going to have to start watching what you say around me because my TikToks are now going to suggest here's this goofy fucking fish. Here's the worst fucking parasite, man. Yeah, no, I've never seen that before.
I've
but
never
that,
seen
that made
that
me remind, that made me, it triggered a memory of a show I watched when a mouse, it was a zombie show, a mouse basically bit a human. I'd be like, yo, we're in the wild too much, touching all these animals that, like, yo, you don't know where this animal's been.
Yeah.
And you don't know what parasite or what bug bit this animal. Now it bit you, and now it's in your blood. Like, you know how quick, like has a chupacabra ever bit a nigga and then turn that guy crazy? You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck is that?
He's not here to tell the story, man.
You see what I'm saying?
Somewhere in the wild with it. A lot of missing posters, man. You don't know how many of them are bite victims.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Strange animals.
I'm just asking the questions we're all wondering, man.
I saw a possum just in the juiciest possum I've ever seen. Babies on his back and everything.
Holy shit.
That shit sinks his teeth in you, man. I'm jumping in the swamp.
There's not much. Yeah, literally just transforming to a fucking alligator.
You know, in zombie movies when like, it's like a group of people and then one person gets bit and it's like, yo, we have to kill them now because they're a zombie. Like, that's how I'd feel if I got bit by a possum. Like, you gotta just kill me, bro.
Trust, man.
Yeah.
If you're not on it, I'm on it. I'm surveilling you.
One eyeball.
Hey, nigga, keep eyes on Sheldon.
Watch this real quick.
That's what I was saying to you guys when I was in the Chicago water and I swallowed the water and was looking at y'all floating in the water like, fuck, man. Look, I'm done, bro.
We all had sleepers though because I had the water too. I didn't want to just be out loud. Like, hey, I drank a lot of that water, man.
Yeah.
I felt like almost embarrassed.
We got. And they, see what I'm saying? Dumb girls had to filter on them because they were fine after because they already drank the water once.
Yeah, you're right.
If I go back now, the water's going to say, welcome back. Like, I'm one with the water. Right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
initiated.
Oh, my God.
Unless the parasites got deezed her.
Oh, they evolved, man.
Yeah.
You ever, somebody talking and then like a little piece of spit land on your lip and it's like rude to
fucking wipe it.
To wipe my lip
vigorously, like ASAP, like, because if you react too quick then it's like, oh, they notice that you spit on your lip. You gotta like, oh yeah, you're rocking with the spit on your lip a little bit.
I always love when the person notices and they're like, oh my god, I just spat on you, I'm so sorry, because then that gives me the free reign to wipe my lip off and shit.
But then I wanted to be rude about it. Like, I don't think you're nasty. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want you to think that. I think that you're, like, you know what I mean?
But I don't, but you just got to, I don't want your spit, bro. Like, keep your spit.
That's real. That's real, man. I'd much rather they be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. So, you know what I mean? You could go with it. You don't got to.
Yeah.
Bro, I've been there a lot. Just like, fucking spit on my lips.
You don't want to lick your lips.
It's always the white one, though. You need water, bro.
You watch a particle on their lip go, transfer from the top lip to the bottom lip and back and all up in a corner, then just one P word.
Fucking launch that shit at you. I'm like, dog, man. Come on, you gotta be conscious of your lips, man.
I don't even know what you talk about right now, man. I can't lie to you.
Yeah. That's not me though, man.
That's not me.
Yeah,
nah.
I never spat on his lip, man. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I just wait. Even my teacher, man, I'm not even gonna say her name, but all right, one point I was like, y'all, I'm not even listening to you talking anymore because you got a fucking venom spit connected to your lips. And I'm like, bro, like corner. There's nothing more refreshing than white. Take your index and your thumb and just fucking cleaning this from the top of your lip to the sides.
The corners of your mouth, man. Yeah, you get that good.
Get that cotton, that
thumb index.
Yep.
Jesus, man.
100.
Yep. Clean the corners of your mouth, man. Real talk.
Facts.
You ever see them little white kids and shit eat ravioli? That's where that shit builds up.
Oh, yeah.
But they got the ravioli stains.
Oh, my gosh. Yo.
Like, for the rest of the day, like, what you... Oh, beefaroni. Huh?
Oh, yeah. The beefaroni.
Those are the thermos kids.
Here we go. Yeah.
My mom cooked it. Oh, yeah, I could tell. Man, you got orange lips. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to raising the kid, man. Because I'm going to say, bro, you're a mess, man.
Bro, get it. Bro, kids be a mess, man.
Holy shit, man.
I never used to understand what my dad would be like, yo, now fix up yourself, man. Why, bro? Why?
What, man? I'm chilling. Fucking pants sagging and shit. Fix up yourself is just a crazy sentence, honestly.
Cause like you gotta correct what you kinda thought. Like you knew better, nigga.
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't. Maybe you gotta figure out like, wait, what do you mean? Like, what's messy about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just like a self-evaluating, reflecting moment, man. I'm not gonna fix up yourself, man. You just go in the bathroom and reset.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my shoulder is coming out of my collar, huh?
Dog, I remember one time Ben Thomas in high school. This girl told me, yo, go outside and recharge.
Awesome, like, try that again?
Yeah, like, go recharge. But she said, like, yo, like, okay, so I told you guys a story before. Like, I'd come in many times from gym class and just, like, burst in a class with high energy. Mm. And she would tell me, go outside and enter again. But, like, the certain days where I was really pushing it, she'll say, like, yo, go for an actual walk. And, like, come back in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Yeah. But this time she hit me with, yo, go, I want to go recharge. No.
Little Jamaican remedy.
He had to, man. I was cheese that day. She told me to go recharge. Came back with some good energy. Right. And that's it, man. To give some people a little, like a mental note. You know what I mean? That, like, yo, I know what you're on. Like, go come back.
Yeah,
you know
the remedy is. This is not anything like you're in control of right now. Like, go figure that out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, come back, go. Like, all right, something's off, man. Come back.
Yeah.
Come back. Yeah. Man. You know what I mean? I help them really say, okay, bet, for real. We wipe the slate clean.
You ever been told to go in there and think of what you've done?
Yep.
Yeah.
You ever thought about what you did?
I did.
I've tried.
Yeah. It works.
Yeah.
I did.
It's effective.
Yeah. Your life is funny, man. You got to really think about what you've done sometimes.
Yeah, you got to. No, real talk, man.
So when was the last time you thought about what you've done?
I'm a reflective type of guy still. Like, I often think about things I've done and, you know, so I'll be on that. Talk man, to myself and shit. Like, hell yeah. Yeah, you got to, bro.
You come out the room, best little boy. Mommy, I'm sorry. Call my stupid big head.
Mom, can I say something?
Oh my god, those are the best, man. Yeah, I was talking about fucking as a grown man. Sometimes I had to really think about.
Yeah, I'm saying
that.
As a grown
man,
I'm
talking
turn little
man.
Boy mode. Like, yeah, I cleaned up, I fixed up, man. It wasn't right what I was doing, man.
Yep,
these drugs, man.
So I saw my story, just had me laughing the other day, man.
Oh my god.
Safari might have said gave Nicki Minaj a slick jab about her jacket. She hit him with that damn Western movie draw. Like, he was not ready for this, man. Can you play it on the mic real quick?
Yeah, man. The thing is,
you don't even need to see the video, man.
Yeah, it's that good. Facts.
You can hear the pain.
Dog, I was about to post that yesterday. And I was just on a plane fucking rolling, man. Because I'm like, yo, she didn't have to toast this nigga up like that, man.
What?
Check this out. Hello. So
just for context, Nikki is coming out of the door. She just changed, and Safari and her whole team is like waiting on the other side of this door to see what she's wearing, what she's about to come out in. Hear me out.
The
jacket looks great. I don't
know what you're talking about, but every woman in here is
going to
like that. Please,
you
wore a jean vest.
She just ripped
his
butt open, man.
Open.
Wide
man.
Open. What was the word after that? Nothing. He just fucking stared at her, bro. That's why I was dying because I'm like, yo, you can't say nothing, man. You can't say nothing. And sometimes... Yeah. Especially with Caribbean people, you gotta know when it's just like, I don't even say nothing.
Yeah. You got me pinned down, man. You got me pinned, man. Man. And she didn't even, I don't think she stabbed him at that point. She got the sword to his neck.
Dog.
You wore a G vest. Like, what? Say something. Didn't you ever know?
Like, if he, like, if, not a vest. If he kept going, then she would have really, like, sliced the thing up.
Yeah, when he came up, man, that G vest was hot, man. Oh, she was ripped. Yeah. G vest looked better than your vest.
Dog, right? That shit was fucking hilarious, man.
Slammed.
Slammed. Completely slammed.
After all these years of background dancing for you, you go and slam. And you made me wear that jean vest. It was the costume.
Scott said, yo, do you know how fucking hurtful that is? Like,
and you know she had that in the pocket. She had that in the right pocket, ready to go.
Ready to fucking drop on you whenever. Like, right there, Nicki Minaj was driving and she hit the smoke screen. Like, you know
you
what I mean?
A jean vest.
Like, you know what I mean? This nigga sent one of the green turtles. Nicki sent the blue turtle. You guys know what that is. Shout out Mario,
all day, man.
Yeah. It's hitting you, locked on.
And but she's not even talking about, yo, you keep wearing this jean vest. She's talking about that one time. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Shout out Nikki, man.
Yeah,
man.
Thanks.
They're calling her the second. They're calling her the queen of the soundboard.
Why?
You saw her on Queen Radio hitting them buttons?
Mm-hmm.
No.
She was hitting the fucking gunshot buttons. Yeah, she got a little soundboard. She's going in.
Amen, man.
Shit. Amen, man. You know what time it is, man. It's been a very swell episode. Random Order Show 133.5, man. Now, audio exclusive.
Random Order Audio exclusive.
Amen, man. Listen, y'all know what you got to do, man. Give us that red hot 5-star stunner rating on whatever you're listening to. Amen, man. Drop a red hot review. Even if you did that shit already, man, drop that shit, man.
Again.
Amen. RandomOrder.org. Lock in. Yo, we got red hot episodes for you, man. Just keep the notifications on.
Yeah.
YouTube, we going up. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we get it cracking. Wally drops sometime. Noel Miller drops sometime. Tanisha's episode, sometime. We got Hassan Phillips dropping sometime. Keep an eye out, man. Amen.
Yeah.
Dog, we're fucking stacked.
Yeah, we're stacked, man. We're stacked.
I totally
forgot.
It's a good
time for the community, man.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to say it like this, man. Y'all be prepared for episodes all the way up until fucking end of May.
Real talk. And don't be no lazy shit, man. Y'all are posting on y'all story. Y'all got homework, man. Yeah, this ain't no, you got to get up and work, man.
Yeah, man. Listen. Go, man.
We need video posts.
Yeah.
We need retweets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if, like, yeah, man. Sharing.
Hell yeah. Share the stories,
sharing,
man.
Sharing is caring, man.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, on my last IG post, I put like a little clip of the podcast, like when the kid hit the bike with the jet sounds, and a lot of people were resharing that, man.
Nice.
It's a rain camera moment of the week.
Nice.
I know y'all feeling that.
Need that.
So we're going to keep that coming, man.
Yeah, but, man, getting down, man. We appreciate the continued support.
Yeah,
of course.
As always, man, we rocking. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I drank spoiled milk.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.